This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil'alameen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man walahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Faqad qala jalla wa ala fi kitabihi al-majid wa furqanihi al-hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir-rajim. Bismillahir-Rahmanir-Rahim. ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزله يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الشباب شعبة من الجنون أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders and listeners, it is indeed soothing to the eye, comforting to the heart to see the multitudes and scores of you that have gathered here today. Before I proceed with my talk, I would like to devote 2 minutes of my time to the thousands, nay the tens of thousands of you that are not present here today, by virtue of which I would like to include them in today's event and make it a global event and international program. The narration appears in Ibn Kathir in the 24th Juz in the 40th chapter of the Quran, that there was one young man from Syria who used to frequent the discourses of Umar radiallahu anhu. He was a very talented, very skilled, very energetic, very dynamic young man. كَانَ رَجُلٌ ذُو بَأْسٍ مِنْ أَهْلِ الشَّامِ يَفِدُ إِلَىٰ عُمَرِ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ. So one day Umar radiallahu anhu was having a program where people had gathered and converged, and Umar looked around him and this boy was out of sight. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Where is so and so? I don't see him in today's event." One person from the gathering said, "Oh Umar, don't bother asking. Tataba'a hadha fi sharab. I'm sorry to say this young man is drunk. He is not sober. He's not in a position to attend our gathering today." The riwayat of Ibn Kathir. فَدَعَا عُمَرُ كَاتِبَهُ. Umar called his scribe and he said, "Write for me quickly. مِنْ عُمَرِ ابْنِ الْخَطَّابِ إِلَىٰ فُلَانِ ابْنِ فُلَانِ." This is a brief note from Umar ibn al-Khattab to so and so. Amma ba'd. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنِّي أَحْمَدُ إِلَيْكَ اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ الشَّدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ ذِي الطَّوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ إِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. I praise before you that Allah, ghafiri dhambi, one who pardons sins, qabili tawbi, one who accepts repentance, shadid al-iqabi, yet stern in his torment, dhittol, one of might and grandeur, ilayhi al-masir, to him is our ultimate return. He then entrusted the note to the envoy and attached 2 conditions with him. He said, "Do me a favor, give it to the man himself and no one else. We don't want to disclose his problems and divulge his mistakes. Secondly, give it to him when he is sober. If he is drunk, then wait when he is sober, then you hand the note over to him." The envoy took the note and he left. Then he addressed the congregation that was present. And he said, ثُمَّ قَالَ لِأَصْحَابِهِ أُدْعُوا اللَّهَ لِأَخِيكُمْ أَن يَقْبَلَ بِقَلْبِهِ وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. I ask every one of you present here, he addressing those around him, to passionately engage in supplication for the guidance of this brother to whom I have sent this note. Ask Allah to guide him and accept his repentance. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ الرَّجُلَ كِتَابُ عُمَرٍ. When the note of Umar ibn Khattab, with his deep-rooted passion and concern, coupled with the supplication of the audience around Umar, came in the lap of this man who had the habit of drinking. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ الرَّجُلَ كِتَابُ عُمَرٍ جَعَلَ يَقْرَأُهُ وَيُرَدِّدُهُ. He held that note and he started reading the verse repeatedly. And then he said, حَذَّرَنِي عُقُوبَةً وَوَعَدَنِي أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي. Umar has been very diplomatic, and my hat off for Umar. He's cautioned me on the wrong that I have done. He's warned me of the torment of Allah, but has even given me hope in the mercy of Allah. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يُرَدِّدُهَا عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ حَتَّى بَكَى. End of the day, he was a Muslim. Like the Muslim, this very moment in a pub or a club, he has that spark of Iman. He read through the note repeatedly, but as I said, it was just not a sheer note. It was coupled with the supplication of the audience around Umar. Baka, his eyes became moist, and then he started sobbing. ثُمَّ نَزَعَ. Then he abandoned sin. فَأَحْسَنَ النَّزْعَ. And he became one of the most reformed humans and youth of Medina Munawwara. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ عُمَرَ خَبْرُ. When Umar was informed of the positive response that he got from this young man who had the evil habit of drinking, he made a plea and a request to the entire ummah. He said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ أَخًا لَكُمْ زَلَّ زَلَّةً فَسَدِّدُوهُ وَوَثِّقُوهُ وَادْعُوا اللَّهَ لِأَخِيكُمْ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَعْوَانًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ عَلَيْهِ. I'm asking you in future, adopt my methodology. When you see your fellow brother has deviated, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ أَخًا لَكُمْ زَلَّ زَلَّ. He has deviated or detoured, as we heard by one of the previous speakers. فَسَدِّدُوهُ وَوَثِّقُوهُ. Then politely, diplomatically bring him back onto the path. And do not condemn him and ridicule him. In doing so, you are aiding the devil against him. So at this juncture, brothers, we make dua for the thousands, nay, the tens of thousands of youth across the globe. And just as Allah conveyed the sentiments on the obligation of pilgrimage of Ibrahim to the world, we are optimistic that Allah will transmit our sentiments of concern. Just as Allah transferred and conveyed the sentiments of Umar, say inshallah. Friends and elders, amongst the many social dilemmas that stare at the Muslim Ummah on a global level, one is the sensitive relation between father and son. Some would describe it as reserved. My father and we just have a reserved relation. Others would call it tense. And for many, Allah forbid, it's a hostile relation. The Prophet ﷺ eloquently said it, أَدْنَا صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَا. In essence, a person will draw his friend closer and he will distant his father. At the cost of strengthening the bond between friend and friend, he will compromise the relation between father and son. I often translate this hadith by saying, he will prefer being introduced by a friend than the father. So when he'll be asked, you know, give us some background to your family. Oh, you won't know my father. You know, Dr. So-and-so, we are classmates. We practice together. We share rooms. So we travel together. He will feel a degree of privilege being identified as with his social friend, with his clique, with his peers. And he will find it below his dignity being introduced by his father or by his family. Now let me share with you an observation, and from there onwards we move. Any two people, whether father or son, brother and brother, neighbor and neighbor, if the bond is motivated by spiritual sentiments, by some form of Allah consciousness, then this is a relation that will last and will prosper. On the reverse, if it is a bond between any two, even if it is as close as father and son, but if it doesn't have spiritual connotations, and it doesn't have a spiritual tie, I'm afraid this will not see the times. And this relation will not prosper. Simple example to cite, two people, two pilgrims performing pilgrimage together. This is a relation and a bond that remains forever and ever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the galaxy of Anbiya. Allah describes the galaxy of Anbiya in the Quran with a common feature. Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin dhikra ad-dar. وَإِنَّهُمْ عِنْدَنَا لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنَ الْأَخْيَارِ. Allah says the heart of every prophet is exclusively focused on Akhirah and is occupied by preparation for Akhirah. The scholars of Tafsir have raised a question regarding Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, that while he belongs to the fraternity of prophethood, to the galaxy of Anbiya, it was rather strange for him to lament the separation of his son Yusuf to the extent that he became visually impaired. Is this not contrary to this verse that compels the prophets to be exclusively focused on Akhirah? Qadi Thanaullah rahimahumullah has endeavored to answer this question and has taken support from the writings of Mujaddid al-Fithani, which I have the good privilege of reading. He says, understand the bond between Yaqub and Yusuf was just not the bond between a biological father and a son. This was a bond between a prophet and a prophet. So Yaqub did not see his son only with the physical eye, he seen him with the spiritual eye. And proof of this is that 80 years later, when the news was brought that your son is alive, and the eldest son Yehuda came and placed the shirt on the face of Yaqub, and the Quran said, فَرْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. Allah restored his vision. So the son breaks the good news to the father. Oh my father, good news. We know if a person is missing, or boat has capsized, after 2-3 days, the fear of his survival is now becoming more bleak. And after a week or 10 days, if you are told that the person is alive, what would be your natural reaction? Here you are communicating with a father after 80 years, and you are told, or the father is told, your son is alive. So he asked his eldest son, how is my son Yusuf? Food for thought. So the eldest son says, oh my father, you can sigh with relief, he is a king. With reference to Ma'ariful Quran, 5th volume on page 133, on the strength of Sufyan Thawri, this is mentioned. He said, no my son, you're missing the point. I'm asking, what is the condition of the iman of Yusuf? Now I have met youth in Australia, specifically in Queensland, QUT, Queensland University of Technology. Many brothers tell you are traveling abroad, you'll meet my youngster. Find out how's his condition, has he got sufficient funds, is the accommodation up to standard? And nowhere in the discussion or the communication does the iman of this boy feature. But that's not all. My point and my message, I hope I can eloquently convey myself, that this relation between father and son has to become stronger. For many, it is purely business. Father and son only talk business, nothing else. Next container, next shipment, when we're going to China, what's the new portfolio? For many, father and son, it is leisure, sports, who's playing, what's the score, who won. Nothing else. There is never mind any, there's no social interaction, there's no Islamic interaction. Then he tells his son, who is Yehuda, and this is mentioned in the same quotation on the strength of Hassan Basri. He says, my son, you have brought good news to me, and I need to acknowledge you for the good news you've brought. I really want to put on record my gratitude to you that you have brought the news to me. You know, you tell a youngster, I got good news. She said, yes. He said, I feel like hugging you, man. Why are you hugging me? You must hug her when you get married. But it's just a token of acknowledgement. He said, my son, I need to do something for you to tell you, acknowledge you. But then again, this is the house of Prophet Wood. There's nothing tangible, there's nothing physical, there's nothing monetary here. But I thought I'd leave you with a dua in your favor. He said, my son, I want to acknowledge you by the following supplication. When the pangs of death intensify upon you. This is the dua. Today, if it's said, it's taken as a curse. Look at his father, he's cursing his son. As the poet said, وَاشْتَدَّ نَزْعِي وَاشْتَدَّ نَزْعِي وَصَارَ الْمَوْتُ يَجْزِبُنِي مِنْ كُلِّ عِرْطٍ بِلَا رِفْقٍ وَلَا هَوَنِي. I seen the grip of death intensifying upon me, and mercilessly removing my soul, and my body lie before them. وَأَلْبَسُونِ ثِيَابًا لَا كِمَامَ لَهَا وَصَلُّوا صَلَاةً لَا رُكُوعَ لَهَا وَلَا سُجُودَ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَرْحَمُنِي. Then I was made to wear a sleeveless garment, and they offered a prayer upon me which had no bowing or prostration, hoping that the Almighty pities my condition, which Allah said in the Quran, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. If only you were present when this young man was taking his last breath, and all those gathered around expressing their sympathy. Allah says, فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. If you control the situation, and you had all the pull, now return the soul to this dying man. But you know it's an impossible thing. My dua for you is, oh my son, when this situation prevails in your life, it is the dua of a father to a son and a nabi to an ummati. May Allah make it easy for you so that you can die peacefully and your soul is removed with ease and comfort. Qurtubi then writes that there isn't a better gift a father can share with his son. There isn't a better interaction. There isn't a better dialogue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two sons in the Quran in Surah Ahqaf in the 26th juz. The first son Allah says is that grateful son. Hatta idha balagha ashuddahu wa balagha arba'in sana. Who is the son and what is the condition of the son? He makes the following dua to Allah daily. Qala rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'matakal lati an'amta alayya. Allah, make me amongst those that are grateful to the bounties you have showered upon me and the bounties you have showered upon my parents. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. And Allah, reform for me my children that are to come. This is the dua many people ask if you have rebellious children. What is the supplication to make? This was the dua of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Scholars of tafsir write in Madarik al-Tanzil, this is mentioned, لَمْ يَكُمْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الصَّحَابَةِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ مِنْهُمْ وَالْأَنصَارِ أَسْلَمَ هُوَ وَوَالِدَاهُ وَأَبُوهُ. There was no one in the galaxy of Sahaba who enjoyed the exclusive privilege of Abu Bakr, that while he was a faithful companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his father Abu Quhafa, his mother Ummul Khair, both were Muslims and Sahaba. So was his wife, so were his daughters Asma and Aisha, so were his sons Abdul Rahman and Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr. The only Sahabi who enjoys both his parents, his wife, his children, all had accepted Islam. This was the supplication of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. May Allah make this a common sight in our homes. Then Allah goes on to speak of the rebellious son, of the arrogant son. And I spoke, my opening verses ties up with this year. Who is the arrogant son? Allah says, وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ أُفِّلْ لَكُمَا أَتَعِدَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجَ وَقَدْ خَلَتِ الْقُرُونَ. I wish you can comprehend the eloquence of Quran. Allah says, what about that arrogant, abrupt son who comes in and tells his parents? Now listen to this interaction. This is also an interaction. أَتَعِدَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجْ. Will you stop harping on life after death? Will you stop harping? You are monotonous. وَقَدْ خَلَتِ الْقُرُونُ مِنْ قَبْلِي. He's a young boy, so he only sees through the eye of logic. Many have died before me. I haven't seen one dead man standing up from his grave. Give me proof that I will stand up. وَهُمَا يَسْتَغِيثَانِ اللَّهِ. And we see this cry of many parents today. We've heard it. We've seen it. We've witnessed it. What is the cry? Now you explore the grammar of the word istighatha. I don't have time. وَهُمَا يَسْتَغِيثَانِ اللَّهِ. And these parents passionately cry to Allah. Beg Allah. They come back to the son. وَيْلَك. Oh my silly, foolish son, waylak, woe be to you, amen. Listen to what your parents are telling you, abandon your sin and your vice. And if you want to understand it even more clearly, the verse that I quoted before you, when Sayyidina Nuh told his son, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ إِبْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ. A Nabi also, after all, it is his son. He said, listen, my lad, I need to have a discussion, father and son, an intellectual discussion with you. Listen to me, my boy, you think you're smart, you think you can move, you think you have contact, but now we're talking of divine torment here. You're playing now with the system of Allah. Today the flood is going to come, and I beg of you, board my ark and you will be saved. Again, the logic of this boy, the arrogance of this boy. قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَىٰ جَبَلْ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. No, no, my father, I got a hideout, you haven't even heard of it. You don't know where it is. Where? I chill there every day. Listen, my son, leave your chilling and your attitude. سَآوِي إِلَىٰ جَبَلِي يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. It is the zenith of a mountain which you're not familiar with. And I've been there previously, and when I sit there, I'm safe. So you tell him, don't drive. I got a BM, my friend. So you know what? I got this benefit. I got that coverage. This cushion will come out. I'm covered this way. This is the logic of the boy. At that time, the cushion of that day was the zenith of the mountain. The Quran says the father passionately engaging the son. The son was Kan'an. Allah knows best. Things were not meant that way. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجُ وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. In came the waters of Allah, which Allah said, فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. Water came from the top and from the bottom, separated father and son. As the father started sailing, he seen with his own eyes his son drowning. Let me leave you with an incident. And this thing will really give you a typical manifestation of the bond between father and son. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahumullah, when he assumed the position of Khilafah, after he completed and he succeeded the previous Khalifa, Abdul Malik, he completed from the rituals of burial, and immediately thereafter the state conveyance was brought to receive him. So he said, مَالِي وَلَهَا نَحُّوهَا عَنِّي بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَقَرِّبُوا لِي بَغْلَتِي فَإِنَّ لِي فِيهَا بَلَاغًا. Listen, I'm not comfortable with these fancy conveyances. I'm an old orthodox man. I don't know all these buttons and that. Bring my mule, I'll mount onto it and take me to the masjid. He got onto the mule and he went to the masjid. As-salatu jami'ah. He gathers, announces, everybody come to the masjid. He ascends the pulpit. He says, listen people, I've been given this position, but I'm not comfortable here. Everybody said, قَدْ اخْتَرْنَاكَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is consensus, and we happily have elected you, and democratically we have elected you. We are more than happy with you as our leader. He said, well, if you're my leader, then listen, this is how we start the relation. The day that he was sworn into office, the day of his inauguration, we know what a bash there is, what a party there is. As soon as he takes position, now he's inaccessible to the public. Now you, as a spokesman, you got to leave a message in his office. Look at Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. تَفِقَ يَخُذُّ النَّاسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى وَيُزَهِّدُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَيُرَغِّبُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيُذَكِّرُهُمْ بِالْمَوْتِ بِلَهْجَةٍ تَسْتَلِينُ الْقُلُوبَ الْقَاسِيَةِ وَتَسْتَدِرُّ الدُّمُوعَ الْعَاصِيَةِ. He says, if we commence this relation, let's commence it on common grounds. Allah give me his consciousness, and Allah give to the masses and the general subjects. Let me think of death and let you think of death. They say he started it in such a way that he moved everyone to tears. After completing his sermon, he descended from the pulpit and he went home. He wanted to have a brief, a short nap. As he puts his head down on the pillow, there is a knock at the door. Who is at the door? It's your young son. How old is he? 17. What is his name? Abdul Malik. Can I meet with my father? Yes, come inside. He comes in, he says, As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Mada tasna' al-an? Oh my father, you've now entered into office. You're now holding the reins. So what's the program from today onwards? What happens this very moment? He says, my son, uridu an aghfu. Today's son, nepotism is common. When do I get my post? Where do I feature? Look at the dialogue between father and son. Oh my son, uridu an aghfu. I just want to have a nap. So he says, my father, can I ask you a second question, please, with respect? Go for it, oh my son. Aturidu an taghfu qabla an tarudda al-madhalima ila ahliha? Are you ready to retire to bed when there are many people that are suffering oppression and are victims to oppression? Are you going to sigh while these people remain oppressed and the perpetrators are on the run, oh my father? We are asking the son of today to ask his father politely, oh my father, are you going to Mauritius for a holiday while we haven't settled our debts? Oh my father, are you going to have such a lavish occasion when we know people in our own family don't have basic roof above them? So the father interjects and he says, listen my son, inni qad sahirtu al-bariha. You know, last night, after the death of the previous Khalifa, we were engaged in his burial, and hence I did not have time. Give me till Zuhr, I need grace till Zuhr, my son, and then I'm up, and then we resolve all the disputes. He says, okay my father, last question, then I end the chapter here. Go for it my son, what is it? He said, man laka ya amir al-mu'mineen bi an ta'isha ila al-dhuhri. I only have one question, my father, something that bothers me. Who stands guarantee that you will awaken at the time of Dhuhr Salah? My father, these are your words. So we're asking the son of today, oh my father, what gives you guarantee you'll come back from Mauritius to settle these debts? Or going to Malaysia and you'll return? The narration say, فَأَلْهَبَتْ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةُ عَزِيمَةَ عُمَرُ. This gave a shiver to the back of Umar. وَأَطَارَتِ النَّوْمَ مِنْ عَيْنَيْهِ. His tiredness, fatigue disappeared. And then he stood up and he called his son. He said, come close, udnu minni, come close, oh my son. ظَمَّهُ. He then embraced his son. قَبَّلَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. He then kissed him between his eyes and tears started flowing. He said, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ مِنْ صُلْبِي مَنْ يُعِينُنِي عَلَى دِينِي. I am grateful to my creator who has created from my back such children that bring me closer to my Allah when I step off the mark. But that's the son to the father. Let me tell you, the father to the son. Maymun ibn Mehran said, I went to visit Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. His son was gone to Damascus. Your son is gone to China, my father. And he's gone on a business trip. And you will be interacting with SMS and email. Let me tell you what's the dialogue here. He says, I walk into the room of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. He's writing a note to his son. What is the note to his son? Ya Bunayya, inna Allah qad ahsana ilayna fi sadhir al-amri wa kabiri. Fadhkur ya Bunayya fadl Allah alayka wa ala walidayk. Wa iyaka wal kibra wal azama fa innaha min amal al-shaytan. So you'll also be asking him, what's the latest? You met the suppliers. Have you got the container? Make sure you find, you put this in the container. Don't forget to do this. This is the type of interaction. Or one father is phoning his son in the Caribbean and wants the score and the update. Listen to this interaction. He writes a note. Oh my son, remember Allah has been kind to us in all matters, whether small or big. And remember, constantly remember the favors of Allah upon you and your parents. And oh my son, For Allah's sake, don't let even a trace of pride come into you. I'm only asking you, my father, when you send your SMS and you send your email, have your business discussions, but at the end also send a message. Have you performed your salah of the day? You're flying today, you're going to be at the airport, look after your eyes, make sure you give sadaqah and turn to Allah and I'll see you when you get home. I'm not saying don't have a spiritual dimension, physical, conversation. Have it, but let it be flavored. So anyway, then he writes in the note, إِنِّي لَمْ أَبْعَثْ إِلَيْكَ بِكِتَابٍ هَذَا لِأَمْرٍ بَلَغَنِي عَنْكَ فَمَا بَلَغْ إِنِّي لَمْ أَبْعَثْ إِلَيْكَ بِكِتَابٍ هَذَا لِأَمْرٍ بَلَغَنِي عَنْكَ فَمَا عَرَفْتُ مِنْ أَمْرِكَ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. I'm not warning you about any wrong, or I'm writing this note because I've received some complaints about you. Alhamdulillah, till today, my son, you've made me a proud father. I can stand up with my face in society. غَيْرَ أَنَّهُ بَلَغَنِي عَنْكَ شَيْءٌ مِنْ إِعْجَابِكَ بِنَفْسِكَ. However, I have heard through the grapevine that there is a degree of pride that has come into you, my son. Today's father hasn't heard via someone. He knows with his own eyes his son is flashing with that car. It's not a vague communication. It's explicit and it's arrogant. He says, oh my son, I have heard. وَلَوْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْإِعْجَابُ خَرَجَ بِكَ إِلَى مَا أَكْرَهُ لَرَأَيْتَ مِنِّي مَا تَكْرَهُ. Oh my son, if this news has to be true, that with the wealth Allah has given us, any man has complained to me that your son has become proud, I'm afraid my son, as kind as I am to you, our relation is going to take a new dimension. Then he called Maymoon ibn Mihran, open your ears, my fathers, open your hearts and listen. He said, listen, O Maymoon, إِنَّ بْنِي عَبْدَ الْمَلِكِ قَدْ زُيِّنَ فِي عَيْنِي. Let me now confide in you and tell you a reality. My son Abdul Malik, I love him. He is the support of my shoulder. I lean on him and I walk. وَإِنِّي أَتَّهِمُ نَفْسِي فِي ذَلِكَ. But I think I have overstepped the mark in love. And I think I'm to be blamed. وَإِنِّي أَخْشَى أَن يَكُونَ حُبِّي لَهُ قَدْ غَلَبَ عَلَىٰ عِلْمِي بِهِ وَأَدْرَكَنِي مَا يُدْرِكُ الْآبَاءُ مِنَ الْعَمَىٰ عَنْ عُيُوبِ أَوْلَادِهِمْ. You know what, O Abdul Malik, O Maymoon ibn Mihran, let me tell you, I think because of the profound love I have for my son, it has now actually veiled my sanity and I have been gripped by the malady that grips an average father, and that is blindness and deafness to the faults of his children. So listen, take my note. فَإِنَّهُ غُلَامٌ حَدَثْ. He is a young boy and he is moving in his life. If pride gets into him now, it will kill his generation. What they say, fame, if you can't control it, it becomes a flame, it burns the very same person. Take this note and go. My time is running out, I need to share one more incident and I hope I can round up. He says, anyway, I got there, when I met this young boy, فَلَمْ أَرَ فَتًا كَانَ أَجْمَلَ وَجْهًا وَلَا أَكْمَلَ عَقْلًا وَلَا أَحْسَنَ أَدَبًا مِنْهُ عَلَى حِدَاثَةِ سِنِّهِ وَقِلَّةِ تَجْرِبَتِهِ. A young, well-dignified, well-young boy, striking in his appearance, profound in his character. He received me with a broad smile, met him, discussed with him, kept it camouflaged. I didn't tell him anything. How you doing, young boy? I'm well. غَيْرَ أَنِّي أَخْشَى أَن يَكُونَ قَدْ غَرَّنِي حُسْنُ ظَنِّ وَالِدِي بِي وَأَنَا لَمْ أَبْلُغْ مِنَ الْفَضْلِ كُلَّ مَا يَظُنُّ. I only have one concern, that I mustn't be deceived by the good image that my father has of me. And I am far from what my father thinks, and I'm very worried pride mustn't come into me. Maymoon said, let me now divulge the reality to you, O son. فَلَمْ فَعَجِبْتُ مِنْ إِتِّفَاقِهِمَا. I looked at the father, I looked at the son, I said, Subhanallah, لَمْ أَرَ وَالِدًا قَتُّ وَلَا وَلَدًا مِثْلَهُمَا. I have seen many fathers, I have seen many sons. I have seen father and son share lightheartedness. I have seen father and son smiling like brothers. I haven't seen the likes of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz and his son Abdul Malik. I conclude, my time is up. I'm going to ask my MC to be kind enough to give me 2 minutes. Sorry for that. I take you into the critical moment, and that is in the throes of death. That's a sensitive interaction between father and son. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is in the throes of death. Maslama ibn Abdul Malik comes to visit him. Says, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, there's a thing that's been bothering me and irking me. And I always wanted to share it with you, but now you're about to die. If I don't share it now, when will I ever share it with you? He said, go for it, Maslama. Tell me what it is. I will digest it. He said, إِنَّكَ قَدْ فَتَمْتَ أَفْوَاهَ أَوْلَادِكَ عَنْ هَذَا الْمَالِ. I hope you don't take it in a bad note, but I must tell you, despite ruling, you really denied your children of wealth. You denied them comforts. فَحَبَّذَا لَوْ أَوْسَيْتَ بِهِمْ إِلَيَّ أَوْ إِلَى مَنْ تُفَضِّلُهُ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. I wish you make me the trustee of your estate and leave behind some money, at least I can discharge it amongst your children. When he heard this, as sick as he was in his fatal illness, He said, "Ajlisuni." Listen, I need to sit up. Can somebody just support me and get me up? So they supported him and he stood, set up. He said, "Amma qawluka fatamtu afwaha awladi an hadha al-mal." The first allegation you threw to me in my face before I could take my last breath, and that is I denied my children wealth. Well, let me set the record correctly before I take my last breath. Wallahi ma mana'tuhum haqqan huwa lahum wa lam akun li'u'tiyahum shay'an laysa lahum. Allah be my witness, I have never denied my children their due and their right. At the same time, I don't believe kindness is, I snatch the wealth of others and give it to my children. I don't believe that's kindness. What was their right? I gave it to them. And with regards to the trustee of my estate, I have left Allah in charge. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ And Allah Ta'ala deals with them directly. Then he said, Maslama, let me categorize my children into two categories. وَعَلَمْ يَا مَسْلَمَةُ أَنَّ أَبْنَاءِ أَحَدُ رَجُلَيْنِ My children, Allah blessed him 19 children. إِمَّا رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ مُتَّقٍ فَسَيُغْنِيهِ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَجْعَلُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ مَخْرَجًا Either one of my children or one type of my children, they fit the profile of a pious boy. If they fit that profile, then they divinely handed over to Allah. Allah by His declaration has said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ If you fear me, I will make an opening for you in every situation. Or then my children are of the latter category. And what is it? وَإِمَّا طَالِحٌ مُكِبٌّ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِي فَلَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ يُعِينُهُ بِالْمَالِ عَلَى مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ If my children are of the latter category, that is they flesh and they spike their hair, and they disobey Allah vehemently, openly, arrogantly, why should I leave behind wealth for a boy who will disobey Allah and I suffer more in my grave? Why should I leave behind wealth for a boy who will party with every woman, who will sit in every club, and I suffer in my grave? Then he said, Maslama, you've brought tears in my eyes. Call my children, I need to look at them for the last moment. As the children lined up, فَتَرَقْرَقَتْ عَيْنَا Which father? You can imagine emotions crossing his heart. His eyes became moist, and tears started dropping. Buka, baka, buka, and samita. He then cried from within. People around heard the sigh. People around heard the agony and the pain. He then looked at them with a deep sigh. He said, My children, I haven't left behind wealth. However, قَدْ تَرَكْتُ لَكُمْ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا But Allah be my witness, I have left behind a lot of good for you. What is the good? إِنَّكُمْ Listen to the statement. إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَمُرُّونَ بِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَوْ أَهْلِ ذِمَّتِهِمْ إِلَّا رَأَوْا أَنَّ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ حَقًّا I have led such a righteous life with the grace of Allah that whenever you will pass by any Muslim or non-Muslim, they will look at you and say, because of these children's father, we owe them a lot. The world will say, I have instilled your love in the hearts of people. On the reverse are us, that we leave behind debt. And people look at our children and say, this man is eating my money. His father usurped my wealth and today he's driving a car that is mine. He said, oh my son, I have left behind such love in the hearts of people that people will love you. I end with this here. He then told them, oh my children, I have one request. Inna amamakum amrain. You have one of two choices. Imma an tastaghnu wa yadkhul abukum an-nar. Go on a splash and go and make money and go and disobey Allah. But then you must be ready to know your father burns in hell. Wa imma an taftaqiru. Or live up to the character I displayed. Live up to the poverty I left amongst you. Wa yadkhul abukum al-jannah. And I'm optimistic then your father will make his way into paradise. Wa la ahsibu. Illa annakum tu'thiruna inqadha abikum minan nar 'ala al-ghina I'm pretty certain you will opt for the latter that your father be saved from hell. He then said, Qumu razaqakumullah, qumu asamakumullah. Go my children, we will now meet in Jannat. Allah be your guardian, Allah take care of you. My time has lapsed. We hope from this convention, it can rise in our midst, both the father like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz and the son like Abdul Malik. Allah grant us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.